This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In the U.S., gas prices are nearly half what they were a year ago. Big car and pickup truck sales are bouncing back, and a key part of that growth is the cushy urban tank, also known as the luxury SUV. Jeep just announced it'll make a luxury SUV to compete with Range Rover, and ultra-high-end brands like Bentley, Maserati, even Rolls-Royce are jumping into the six-figure SUV sphere. Gigi Duban reports.
A Rolls-Royce that can drive across all terrains? It's coming. But don't call it an SUV. That sounds so pedestrian. Rolls has a better idea.
They call it the high-bodied car.
Mike Austin is editor-in-chief of Autoblog. He says luxury car buyers want everything they had in their sedans, the seat massagers, the heated steering wheels, plus more room. Robert Sorokanich writes for CarAndDriver.com. He says when Porsche came out with its first SUV, the Cayenne, car enthusiasts thought it was a bad move.
Now we know that that car helped to make Porsche more profitable than it's ever been, and a lot of the other brands are noticing this.
Luxury car shoppers want the same thing Jeep offered with the Wrangler, the promise of an off-road adventure. Sorokanich says in reality,
they're not going crashing through the Sahara. Shocking, right? But it's the promise that you could do that.
And the sheer delight when people gawk at your big, bad Aston Martin SUV. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.